You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. Happy Friday, everyone, and I hope your day is going to go much better than mine. That's right, I'm getting my wisdom teeth out today, and you can say I'm not too excited about that, so wish me luck. But before my teeth get knocked out and I look like a chipmunk, I wanted to, of course, do a little Bachelor Nation update for you all. First off, I need to say, super proud of Colton Underwood, a previous Bachelor and former NFL player, for coming out as gay recently. He was in a toxic and messy relationship with Cassie, who he chose and did not propose to on his season of The Bachelor, but did have a long-term relationship with. And there was a lot going on there that I still don't fully understand. Tons of questions that still need to be answered, but I feel like in time we will get the answers to all of our questions. I'm just happy that a lot of people are being respectful, and I'm happy, of course, that he's happy and comfortable sharing this news with the world. So, good for you, Colton. Proud of you. Now, let's catch up with some Bachelor in Paradise couples, the couples that seem to stay together the longest, which is kind of interesting. Kaylin and Dean have moved in together, and not in a van. They are actual homeowners, guys. You heard that right. They have purchased their first home together. Who knows? They may even get engaged soon. We all know that Dean has very particular views when it comes to relationships and the way he lives his life, so I never thought he would purchase a home, nevertheless, with his girlfriend. But I'm totally on board and here for this. Team Kaylin and Dean, that's all I have to say about that. And that's on period. Let's move on to Raven and Adam, an iconic Bachelor in Paradise couple that we all love. They are so unproblematic and cute. Raven and Adam are officially married. Yes, yes, it's official. It finally happened. And they're just honestly the perfect match. I'm so excited to see what's in store for them. Now, in some more serious news, Rachel Lindsay has ended her contract with ABC. Yes, that means she will no longer be hosting the Bachelor Happy Hour podcast. I know a lot of people will be upset about that. There's a lot of mixed opinions right now about Rachel's role in the drama that comes with Bachelor Nation, but I do think that she is an incredible host and she will be missed on the podcast. There will be a new co-host to join Becca, but that role has not been assigned or at least publicly revealed yet. We'll have to see who will join Becca for the Bachelor Happy Hour podcast. Honestly, it could be anyone. I think it would be kind of cool to have her and a guy do it, but we'll see. Love some Bachelor tea, love some Bachelor Nation everything. Let's get it going. And in weird news, before this season of Bachelor in Paradise has even started or taken off, we already have a new couple alert. Bennett from Tasia / Claire season is dating Kelly Flanagan. Yeah, if you don't remember her, Pilot Pete dated her after proposing to Hannah Ann, attempting to date runner-up Madison Pruitt, and then running back to her after everything turned to shit with his top two choices. So apparently, Bennett had a combo with Peter about pulling a Mr. Steal Your Girl, and I guess he's fine with it? I mean, it's not like they exactly were friends, at least that I know of, Bennett and Peter, unless someone wants to give me the tea, but still very odd. Honestly, when I think about Bennett and Kelly, though, it kind of works out because they're both really smart, but also very obnoxious about how smart they are. You know, we'll see. It could work out. Enjoy. I hate to say it, but we do have a Matt James update. I don't know about you guys, but I've just been so sick and tired of the Matt James Rachel drama and updates. At first, it was super entertaining, and now I just can't stand it anymore. Every single day, there's a new update, there's a new reveal about this relationship, and I just can't keep up anymore. Yeah, I can't even keep up. Apparently, it was reported that Rachel and Matt were not on speaking terms. This was just last week. But then, literally days after this news broke, from apparently an inside source, they were spotted together hanging out in California. like super low key at restaurants, walking outside together. Definitely not like a paparazzi stunt or anything. Just people saw them, took photos, and sent them to Reality Steve, and you know, all the other spoilers, and now we know about it. A vacation in California, a meetup, he was hanging with TikTokers. I'm not sure what's going on. Little getaway, anyone? I'm sick of it, though. To be completely honest, I don't want any coverage on this relationship anymore. It's just, none of it makes any sense. And I feel like every moment is breaking news with them, and nothing is actually true. I think they should just do their own thing and keep it private, because nothing that they say seems to make sense. Matt, according to Us Weekly, said he's pursuing a relationship with Rachel. Quote unquote, "I said I was going to focus on my relationship with her, and that means focusing on it." I don't know about you, but that made no sense whatsoever, Matt. Thank you for sharing, though. See what I did there? And with people that are hard to give updates on, let's cover Dale and Claire. Yes, I know you guys are dying to hear this. Not. Are they dating or are they not? Honestly, I have no idea. And it pisses me off. Again, another couple that I think need to just stop opening up in interviews about things that they don't even have the answers to. They post Instagram stories together, then they don't post together for a few weeks and are spotted with other people, and then they start posting again. If I had to guess, I would say they're back together. Claire was spotted a few days ago on Instagram wearing what looks like her engagement ring, and Dale revealed on Hollywood Raw podcast that they're in a good place and focused on each other. Honestly, they could get married tomorrow. These two are so unpredictable, but I at least appreciate the fact that they know they're unpredictable, and they probably understand that they're confusing everyone, and they just don't care. Rachel and Matt are trying to sneak around, unsuccessfully, still being seen by everyone, and then confusing the public more by saying things that don't make any sense. But in fantastic news, I am so excited for Katie's season that starts June 7th, and I just know she's going to kill it. So mark your calendars and grab your wine, ladies and gents, because we're going to need it. I'm confused if Blake from Tasia and Claire season will be joining this season, but if he did, I wouldn't be opposed. I thought he was very nice. He definitely wasn't a match with Claire or Tasia, but maybe for Katie. We don't know. It would be kind of weird, though, if they hit it off and he proposed to her and then everyone else was kind of like, why did the season happen? But wouldn't be the weirdest thing, you know? Claire kind of wasted everyone's time by picking Dale from night one and sending the rest of them home like, what, a week later? I am not shocked anymore. I'm super excited about Bachelor in Paradise. I'm excited for Michelle's season, and I'm wondering, you know, who may be the next Bachelor or what this franchise has coming next. There's been a lot of tea, there's been a lot of drama just in 2021 alone, and I'm just ready for things to look up. Like, let's have fun with it. Let's make Bachelor Nation what it was even 5 years ago. Please, they need to look into the people that they are casting for these seasons. Do not pick people that are problematic, because Bachelor Nation fans are like little detectives. They may as well be in the CIA, myself included. We will figure out if these people are shitty, and we will post about it on social media and expose them, and it's not going to look good for anyone. If I was the network, I would be doing some deep dive research on these people and figuring out who they really are. Maybe doing more interviews, maybe talking to people that they worked with. I don't know, but something's got to change. All right, you crazy kids, that's all I have for today. I will be back with more updates and interviews and Bachelor Nation news and everything in between when my teeth look and feel a lot better than they will later today. But don't you worry, I will have a Friday feature for you May 7th. Be on the lookout. It's an amazing, amazing artist. That is your one and only hint. But maybe if you follow me on Instagram, I'll give you another hint. DM me who you guys want to see or hear on the podcast next. Do you have a new artist that you're loving? Do you love someone from a reality TV show I haven't talked about yet? Let me know. I'd love to hear your thoughts and recommendations for who I should chat with next. And remember, I do have a very, very important and special message for you all. Stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands.